This is Dr. Mejia, detaining for the patient. Kathleen Bedassi, BEDASEE, medical records 112068. Date of birth, it's 10/21/1950. Referring physician, Dr. Carol Stewart Francisco. Procedure performed, EGD, secondary procedure biopsies, esophageal dilation. Date of the procedure, May 31st, 2023. Indications, dysphagia, weight loss, nausea, abdominal pain. Post-op diagnosis, impression 1A, non-obstructive chest case, ring noted, status post-dilation. Number 2, small hiatal hernia. Number 3, polyp in the body and fundus of the stomach. Next number, mild gastritis. Next number, otherwise normal EGD, period paragraph. Death of insertion, second portion of the duodenum. Complications, non-immediately. Medication, aspirin, monitoring, anesthesia care, period paragraph. Operative procedures for EGD template, pure esophageal dilation performed with CRE balloons from 15 to 18 millimeters per paragraph. Findings of pharynx appear normal per paragraph esophagus. There is a non-obstructive chest case ring and a small hiatal hernia. Pure esophageal dilation performed from 15 to 18 millimeters with CRE balloons, period. Biopsies were taken from mid-proximal and distal esophagus without eosinophilic esophagitis per paragraph. Stomach, there's a diminutive polyp in the fundus of the stomach as well as a diminutive polyp in the body of the stomach. Biopsies were taken. There's diffuse erythema in the antrum and body. Biopsies taken by H. pylori, pure paragraph. Duodenum D1, D2 appear normal, period. Biopsies taken from second portion of the duodenum, celular celiac disease, period. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, anti-reflux measures. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Number 4, monitor clinically. Next number, patient is to follow up in GI office in 3 to 4 weeks period.